This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed you do. Hopefully you're having a great one. Enjoying hanging out with you. We've got some stories. You know, San Francisco, it turns out, Carrie, has solved every other problem.
Have they?
Pretty sure. There's no homeless at all. No murder, no mayhem, no crime.
I don't think that's right.
I'm pretty sure people could not be happier. There's no garbage in the streets. There are no streets lined with tents, with people living in there shooting the drugs. No poop on the streets anywhere. The poop maps aren't even needed anymore.
Okay. Sounds like it's perfect.
One has to make that assumption. Or else why would the mayor be doing what she's doing, right? I mean, you have to make that assumption.
Yeah.
You gotta figure that. So you've got that for you, which is always nice. We do have Tim Scott running for president, which is interesting. We'll have that for you as well. And a lot more, including the bottom of the hour. It's going to be Crane News with Kay on a Monday, which it's an interesting conversation we have today. Did I already say Monday? Monday. Motel Monday. Let's go. Come on. Plus, Montana bans TikTok. TikTok is suing Montana. We'll talk about that as well. Carrie, how are you?
I'm all right.
She's the chocolate voice. That is Polo. Get it done. Sam in the hizzy. Solved every problem in San Francisco. There are no problems in San Francisco.
I'm not sure that's correct.
I'm just going to put it out there because there's no way that a mayor would spend any money or time on anything else other than taking care of the safety and security of the people, right?
Maybe not.
Interesting. We will talk about that. I want to get into TikTok a little bit. Do I miss TikTok? Yes. And reason why is because in what I do, if I get more virality, more people will watch the show, listen to the show, consume what it is that Carrie, Polo, Sam, Monica, and I do. And that's really what the goal is. I think we're doing pretty good work. I know we're doing pretty good work, and I want more people to see it. The more the merrier. In a very short amount of time, like 3 months, we had over 100,000 followers on TikTok, and I stopped using TikTok and got rid of the account. And I miss it because, you know, we were getting millions and millions of views, but it is based in China. It is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, and China is literally pushing Chinese propaganda. Now, I wouldn't want Russia TV, although there was an RT, but I wouldn't want them to be sort of looked at as news or a viable solution pushing propaganda. I don't think we should have propaganda in this country at all, although we do when you look at the big three, and you look at the cable networks and so on, including Fox. I think there's propaganda everywhere. But at least they're based in America. And if you look at TikTok in this country, you'll see nothing but positivity about China. And then when it comes to what's happening here, you will see a ton of negative stuff about the United States. You'll see a lot of division. Although, Linda Catalina, who we have on a lot, Wake Up with Linda is her podcast. Her podcast is Two Angry, mostly Peaceful Latinas, something like that. We've had her on the show several times. Linda swears by TikTok because she says that the pro-Trump crowd are on TikTok. Well, long story short, which means the story was too long already, this being owned by a foreign entity, especially one that is not necessarily friendly to us, even though the government of China doesn't own it, they have full access to all the data, full access to all the behind-the-scenes stuff, full access to all of your children's data, your facial recognition from your phone, everything. President Trump tried to force China or that company in China to sell it. And he got very close, except the Democrats were not agreeing with him. Now suddenly that he's out, the Democrats do seem to agree more than they did before. And one state, Montana, took action and said if the federal government isn't going to ban TikTok, we will. Now, this gets into a constitutional question for sure, and I want to break that down, and I want to go over it with you. But, Carrie, let's do the nuts and bolts first. What do you
from
have?
From the New York Times, TikTok on Monday sued to block Montana from banning the popular video app, escalating its efforts to stop a prohibition that would be the first of its kind in the nation. In a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the District of Montana, the company said Montana's legislation violated the First Amendment and parts of the U.S. Constitution that limit state powers. The ban was unconstitutionally shutting down the forum for speech for all speakers on the app, the company said in the lawsuit. TikTok sued days after Montana's governor signed the ban, which would fine the app if it operated in the state or app stores if they allowed it to be downloaded into law. The state law has become a test case for whether it's possible to prohibit the use of TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese internet company ByteDance, over national security concerns. And the ban, which is set to go into effect January 1st, has already raised questions about how it would be enforced within Montana's borders. We are challenging Montana's unconstitutional TikTok ban to protect our business and the hundreds of thousands of TikTok users in Montana. Brooke Oberwetter, a TikTok spokeswoman, said in a statement, "We believe our legal challenge will prevail based on an exceedingly strong set of precedents and facts." Emily Flower, a spokeswoman for Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson, said, "We expected legal challenges and are fully prepared to defend the law that helps protect Montanans' privacy and security."
Interesting fight. So, the best bet would have been for President Trump to have Democrats and Republicans rally around him when he was in office and force ByteDance to sell it or sell a majority stake to somebody outside the country, preferably an American. But you've got, don't get confused. I'm going to be very, very direct with this. Yes, their data servers are in Virginia and they're also in Singapore. They claim that the Chinese government hasn't made any requests to access anything. But the reality is, if you own a company in China, they don't have to ask you for permission. They can just go and grab the data. That's just the way it works. Understand, it is not like North Carolina. This is China. The way they do it is the government has control of everything. You want to do business in China, you give them access to everything. And they'll have to give you some special request. It's not like a Fourth Amendment issue like we have here. They have no constitution anywhere near like what ours is. So everybody left and right should have backed President Trump when he tried to force the company to sell. And it would have. Trust me, it would have. It's way too much money to give up. But they wouldn't do it because it would be a win for Trump. So now you've got a situation where individual states are saying, well, listen, if you won't do it, if you won't do something on a federal level, we'll do something on a state level. Do I feel comfortable with a state saying your First Amendment right to freely express yourself on this app is something we can infringe? I really don't. Now, I'm not using TikTok currently. If they sell or if something changes, I'll probably go back and use it again. I'm not using it now. And by the way, the argument that, well, Meta and Instagram and Facebook and all these places, Twitter, they're all saving your data too. There is no right for the government to go in and circumvent anything when it comes to privacy and grab your information. Not without a court order, not without probable cause. With China, they don't have that. They go in any time and go grab it. So I get it. There is data being collected on me right now on all the apps that I use. But it is very different than a government entity having the ability to go in there without any steps to take, without any freedoms and liberties to worry about. But again, I'm not necessarily very happy that Montana has made the move. Now, some of you listen in Montana, and I get that. I think this is a federal government issue trying to stop a foreign actor that is an enemy of ours from collecting data on our people. I think it's the government's job to inform us, to let us know what's going on, and then let us make decisions either as users of the app or as parents of our kids who want to use the app. We should be able to make the decision as long as we have the right knowledge. A lot of what I've already said about their ability to go in there and grab all the data, a lot of you didn't know. And a lot of you will never use TikTok. I get that. But it is something your kids are aware of. It is something your kids are seeing. It is something many of your kids might be on without you knowing it. But I don't love an individual state saying you can't allow downloads of this in my state. That's weird to me. That's odd to me. It just is. I think the federal government should have rallied around President Trump at the time and did their due diligence to force the sale of this, and then we wouldn't even be talking about this right now. So I want your thoughts on this. 888 941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter if you've never been on TikTok. It doesn't matter if you have no dog in the hunt. What matters is if some other country comes out with another app that ends up being on the App Store on iOS and in Google Play on Android, should an individual state government have the right to say, you may not speak on that site because we say so? I don't like it. Because again, I stopped using it because I educated myself, educated my family. We don't use it anymore. And again, I'll go back if it's no longer based in China where they can go get all my data. I don't want the app on my phone because it can see all my phone numbers and every other bit of information that's on there. Even Haya Raichik, who is the Libs of TikTok lady, even she has a separate phone that is only for that app. Nothing else is on there. No phone numbers, no text messages, no ID as far as facial recognition or anything like that. Even she knows that you shouldn't be doing that. But how do you feel about a state government saying, we're going to do it because we're going to protect you from you? I think you give me the information and you allow me to do what I want to do. Or actually, you get out of my way as I do what I want to do, and you have no right to stop me. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about Omaha Steaks. You know, Father's Day is not that far away. Hint, hint, girls. Hint, hint. I love great steak. I love great meats. I love great desserts. I love the seasoning from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks will make it a great Father's Day for your dad or the dads in your life. Head over to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code PAGS. When you use that at checkout, you're going to save a bunch of money. I'm talking about $30 extra off the price if your order qualifies. And the packages include fork tender, bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Amazing. You've got air-chilled boneless chicken breast, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Don't forget to save room for dessert. Most packages come with four delicious apple tartlets. I'm getting hungry telling you about it. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Make Father's Day stupendous, amazing this year. Use that. You get $30 off an unforgettable design just for dad. Guaranteed to make Dad's Day. Because there's one thing we know, dads want steak. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code is PAGS. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code P-A-G-S. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Your thoughts on TikTok when we come back on the Joe PAGS Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe PAGS Show.
Motown Monday, let's go. Joe PAGS Show on your radio, on your device, on your computer, on your podcast, wherever you're watching or listening. I appreciate you consuming what it is that we do here. We'll have bottom of the hour, Kay Smythe, Cray News with Kay on a Monday. She's got new insight into what may have happened between Tucker Carlson and Fox News. You're going to watch that interview. You're going to want to see it. You're going to want to hear about it. The biographer for Tucker Carlson, this biography is supposed to be coming out in July, I believe, is saying it had to do with Dominion. Now, Dominion, keep in mind, has said since Tucker left Fox News or since he stopped appearing, he's still getting paid, that it wasn't them. It had nothing to do with us, is what they told us. So Kay will spell that out. Plus, we talk about hurricane season, which might be an interesting one. And what does that have to do with housing? We'll talk about that as well. So there's a lot going on there. Make sure you stick around. Cray News with Kay on a Monday in about 10 minutes from now. In the meantime, the value of the dollar is of utmost importance. The money you've got in the bank, the money you've got in your pocket, paper currency is being devalued right now. So you need something tangible, something you can touch, something you can hold in your hand. Many experts predict gold is hitting record prices monthly, which is amazing. Silver could be following too. That's why I love talking about my friends at Swiss America and talking to them. A trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years. Silver, for example, is in huge demand. We use it in a lot of stuff, military, solar, electric cars, and tech. Considering its price, now is the time to give a call to Swiss America. To help you get started, Swiss America is offering beautiful U.S. silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $13.50 each delivered. Limit $2.50 per customer while supplies last. Awesome deal. Reserve your silver coins 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com/PAGS. That's silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $13.50 each, delivered to your door while supplies last. Help protect your assets today. Call 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com/PAGS. That's SwissAmerica.com/PAGS. Make it happen right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you, Jim. What's going on in Florida? Hi.
Hey, great show, Joe. I really like it. Thank you. Listen, here's my question. If their TikTok is breaking a law that's on the Montana books, like let's say they have a law against showing people how to make explosives or telling people how to make explosive devices, and they start doing that on TikTok, couldn't Montana ban TikTok for breaking one of Montana's laws?
Yes.
That's my question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then TikTok can take it up to the next court, a circuit court, a district court, a federal court. They can take it to the Supreme Court, where I think TikTok would win because it's a free speech thing. You can literally go on YouTube now, I think, and find out how to make a bomb. It doesn't mean that you're going to make the bomb, but you're allowed to say things and you're allowed to express things, and that shouldn't be infringed. So, yes, you're right. They could pass laws, but laws all the time are found to be unconstitutional.
I see. Yeah. Well, good point. Anyway, that was my thought.
All right, brother. Good stuff, Jim. I appreciate you. Thanks, man. Open line now. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Back at it. It's going to be line three. And Jim is in Oklahoma. Jim, what's going on? Hi.
Hey. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
On this thing with Montana, I'm a little bit torn. And I understand the civil rights and all those kinds of issues.
Yeah.
But the thing that I just keep wrapping my head around is the fact that the world and the country is so much different now. And that something has to be taken into consideration. To put in a different context, if we knew that there was a country hell-bent on our destruction and they were doing anything and everything to wheedle into every aspect of that society to just totally dissect them and understand where their frailties and weaknesses are, wouldn't we do something to try to stop that, or would we just let it happen and wait for the day that they kill us? Okay, and that's effectively what you have going in China. They have made open public statements about how they intend to, overtake the United States, and this is just part of it. So one of the things that I'm always struck by is, like, all of a sudden, I'll get like a Facebook notification. And by the way, I barely use it. My daughter says,
"Yeah, you can't curse." Again, Carrie, they feel so comfortable calling the show.
I know, they're like talking to a friend.
Let me just drop a bomb. Let me just
can't
drop the S word
on the radio.
Drop a bomb. So let me comment on what he said. Basically, he's saying our safety and security is more important than our freedom. Our founding fathers made sure that freedom was more important. That it's a fool that gives up freedom for safety and security. Now, do I want safety and security? Yes. And I think that Trump was taking the proper steps to make sure that we had it. Forcing the sale of the company made sense. And trust me, he was going to win had the Democrats rallied behind him. They just couldn't give him a win. Trust me, it'd be owned by some other country by now. And no, I don't want an enemy country. And I think that Iran is one of the countries that comes to mind with about, death to America in their own parliament. China certainly wants to overtake us. So does Russia. There are countries out there that just can't stand us. I get it. But the reason they can't stand us is what? Freedom and liberty. The reason they can't stand us is what? The Constitution that we all love. The reason they can't stand us is because we don't live in a military state, and they would love that, and it's a military state that says, we're going to keep you safe, just give up your freedoms. Angela, less than a minute, but it's all yours.
I agree that we should have let President Trump ban it, even though I don't agree that we should be told what we can and cannot do.
Yeah.
But when it comes to our freedom and our privacy and our national security, I think it should have been banned because if it's detrimental to us, then we need to help people that won't do their own research and find out the truth.
Well, Angela, I hear you. I don't disagree with you. I don't like that a state did it. I think that the federal government is in charge of the safety and security of our land. You look at what Biden's doing. He doesn't care about safety and security of our land. You see what's happening on the border. You see the cartels are setting up shop here. You see that he's giving away any sort of strength that we ever had on the world stage. My biggest issue is that an individual state saying, you can't do it, but next door they can. I don't like that. If it's a security and a spying apparatus for an enemy of the United States, the federal government and our DOD should be taking care of it, not people in Montana. Keep it here. Case Smith, when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.